Hello, and welcome to Nitwit, Rantings of a Rabid Knitter, a storytelling podcast with occasional knit bits. My name is Carrie, aka Autumn Breeze, and this is episode 88, Doctors. I came down with a sinus infection this past week, and it got me thinking about how much I really don't like doctors. So this might come off as a bit of a rant. It may be that the reason why I don't like doctors is because I never really had a doctor growing up. The idea of having a single doctor that took care of you every time you got sick just really was bizarre to me. We always went to the military hospital, being that my father was in the military, and we saw whoever felt like seeing us that day, or whoever was on rotation. Usually we would see an enlisted man who was a physician's assistant. And when I say enlisted man, I don't necessarily mean just a man. It could have been any, you know, male or female, but usually enlisted and a physician's assistant. I don't mind physician's assistants. I kind of like physician's assistants. But doctors? Doctors are another breed entirely. One time, when I was in high school, we had had a drill meet up in the panhandle of Texas. And we were surprised by snow. Since we were from San Antonio, Texas, where it doesn't really snow, we were caught a bit off guard. We had our long sleeve shirts on, but they were just cotton. We were not allowed to march with our coats on because our coats were not uniform. And the bus took off with our coats. So after we came off the field, we were wet, we were cold, and we had no coats. I found the trip to be extremely exhausting. We won the meet, but when I got home, all I wanted to do was to crawl into bed. The next morning, my mother tried to get me up to go to school, and I said, "I'm too tired. I just need to sleep." And she said, "Okay." Checked on me a little while later, and I said, "Look at the spiders. They're huge. Must be 3 feet across. Do you think they're going to eat me?" And my mother said, "No, they're just watching over you. Go back to sleep." And I rolled over and I went back to sleep. A little while later, she came and she got me up. I put on sweats and shuffled on out, thinking this is a complete waste of time. She said, "No, no, you're going to the hospital." And I said, "I'm just tired." She's like, "No, I really do want you to go to the hospital." So we go and we sit and we wait and we wait and we wait. And I'm sleeping in the chair until finally they call my name, which they mispronounce. And I shuffle on in, and my mother follows me in. And a physician's assistant comes in, a young enlisted man. He looks at my throat and goes, "Huh." Looks in my ears and goes, "Mm-hmm." And then he listens to my lungs and he says, "All right, I'll be right back." And he leaves. And I look over at my mother thinking, see, there's nothing wrong with me. I've just wasted his time and your time. I just want to go to sleep. A few seconds later, an officer comes barging in. A doctor. And he's not too terribly thrilled about being there. He looks at my throat and goes, "Jesus, looks in my ears and goes, "Christ." Listens to my lungs and goes, "Oh my God." Has me lay down on the table, listens to my heart for a few minutes, steps back and says, "Do you know you have a heart murmur?" I was pretty much convinced I was going to die right then and there. The doctor, the physician's assistant, and my mother go out into the hallway, leaving me all alone. And I hear an argument. I hear the doctor's raised voice, the physician's assistant's mark of concern, and then my mother. My mother doesn't raise her voice when she argues with people. She actually starts whispering, and she talks very steadily, calmly, and over them all. And she won. The doctor wanted to hospitalize me because it turns out I had tonsillitis, an ear infection, and pneumonia. My mother convinced them that no, just some good antibiotics, throat spray, decongestant, and time home, and I would be fine. So 10 days at home, and I was fine. And this isn't the only run-in I've ever had with a doctor. When I went to graduate school and I had a choice of choosing a doctor that I would regularly see, I chose a physician's assistant, and I got along very well with her. Unfortunately, one day I went in and she wasn't available, and I had to see the doctor instead. And I went in and I said to him, "I'm having trouble breathing and exercising at the same time, especially running. I can't seem to get the pace right of my breathing, and I don't feel like I'm really getting any air." And he looked at me and he said, "That's neurotic. Breathing is automatic. You don't have to get the pace right. It's obvious that you are grossly obese and you're just trying to find an excuse not to exercise." I looked at him and I said, "Oh, well, that's a relief. I'm just a crazy fat woman." And I picked up my purse. And as I was walking out, I said, "I thought it was my asthma getting worse." You'd never seen a white man blanch so bad. He said, wait, you've got asthma?" And I pointed to my chart. My chart had four words written across the front: asthmatic, severe allergies, bulimic. I said to him, "You just told an asthmatic bulimic to go out and get more exercise because she was fat. Do you think that was really a good thing to do?" He backpedaled quite a bit. He wanted to actually talk to me and listen to me after that. Found out what types of treatments I had had for my asthma, what worked, what didn't work, and had a system of medication that he wanted me to try. I also wrote a letter to his director suggesting that maybe the doctor should take a moment to at least scan the chart before they go into the room. Now, my current doctor, I actually like. I like him a lot. I interviewed him before I started seeing him. I do that now, you see. Whenever I have to change doctors, I go out and I interview them. It takes them off guard, but I really recommend it. Because then you can find out if, one, they have a sense of humor, and two, if they really listen. When this week I started having problems with my sinuses, called up and went in to see the doctor. He came in and he looked at me and he said, "You're early. Fair hasn't started yet. You can't be getting sick with the fair just 2 weeks away." And I had to smile and laugh because a doctor who knows my schedule and he knows what is important to me. That's a good doctor. So I'm on antibiotics. I'm feeling much better, and hopefully this time it's not going to go to bronchitis because we're going to take care of it immediately. And oh, that heart murmur of mine, it hasn't killed me yet. I just noticed that when I'm exercising and I'm trying to take my heart rate, my heartbeat is more of a bump, bump, ch-ch, bump, bump, ch-ch. And I'm not really sure if I'm supposed to count the ch-ch as two or one beat. Thank you for coming by and letting me tell you a story. If you have any comments about this story or any of my other stories, please come by the website, which is autumnbreezedesigns.com. Or if you would rather send me an email, my email address is Carrie, and that's carrie.autumnbreeze@gmail.com. And as I mentioned, the fair's coming up. If you're going to be in the Raleigh, North Carolina area during the state fair, please come by the Village of Yesteryear and say hey.